From draft horses to corn dogs, the first state fair on this moment of Indiana history. Every August, tens of thousands of Hoosiers flock to the state fair in Indianapolis to feast on Hoosier pork chops and roasted corn, admire piglets and draft horses in the livestock barns, and seek thrills at the Midway. The first Indiana State Fair was held for 5 days in October 1852 in what is now Military Park in the city's downtown. Like others in the country, the Indiana State Fair exhibited livestock, farming machines, and the latest technology, including the Singer sewing machine. Railroads offered half-price tickets to the fair, and attendance strained the capacity of the crowds and the still small capital city. On the first day, 15,000 people went through the fair. On the second day, 25,000. Beyond the fairgrounds, the ever-increasing throngs were entertained three times a day by Yankee Robinson's vaudeville troupe. They watched nightly fireworks from a wooden pavilion near the State House, got a dose of religious entertainment at Beard's Hoosier Panorama of Paradise Lost, and packed in to see one of P.T. Barnum's famous menageries. The fair was such a success that other cities clamored to share the event. In 1853, the state fair moved to Lafayette, and then in 1854 moved south to Madison. The two towns did not enjoy the economic success that had come to Indianapolis, and the fair moved back to stay. In the 1890s, the fair moved to its current site on the north side of East 38th Street. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU, in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.